All right, now let's take this next thing, machines. Every once in a while, some preclear has such an observable surplus of machinery that an auditor just can't stand leaving that machinery alone. He just can't stand it. He's got to get in there and get all of those mechanisms out of the road and get them all mopped up and wiped out and so forth. Next thing you know, the Thetan is very, very sad indeed. Because what would this Thetan do? Look at all the years he spent blaming this machinery on somebody else. He's got this little voice, and it keeps piping up every time he says something, saying, "That was a smart one, that was." You know? And this little voice does this, and it's very worrisome to him. That's his mother's voice, so it's obviously his mother that's doing this. He made this machine a long time ago and put it off on somebody else. He even made a machine to make machines so that he wouldn't be responsible for it. And he even makes machines to add to his machines the machine duplicates of other people. Oh, he's got complex machinery. But when you've gotten through processing all this machinery, what have you done? You've just processed some machinery, and it wasn't sick. So we have these four major parts, and of these four parts, what are we trying to process? We're trying to process the thing. Well, of course, he doesn't have any mass, but he can make space, and he can make energy, and he can locate objects in space. And he has certain very definite capabilities, very positive, definite capabilities. And by the improvement of these capabilities, we improve his ability to communicate. And so improving his ability to communicate, we make him able to handle not just the reactive bank he's mixed up with at the moment, not just the body he happens to be inhabiting or hanging around at the moment, and certainly not his bank of machinery. We make it possible for him to handle large quantities. Well, other people's machinery and various other things. It's very interesting what he can do. But he cannot possibly be hung up on the basis of two things can't occupy the same space. He couldn't be hung up on that one. Another thing he mustn't, he couldn't be hung up on, if you're going to separate him easily, is that it's all other determined. You see, if it's all other determined, then he would depend on other things to place him in space. And if he's depending on other things to place him in space, he will sit there and wait for the auditor to exteriorize him. But the auditor's not going to exteriorize him. So our point of approach here is the Thetan. Now, the easiest way to approach this is simply on make and break communication with the immediate environment. Now, I'd better define environment. Environment is the physical universe, security, gee whiz, it's right there, it's solid. This is the space of the room, the floor, the ceiling, the walls, the objects there. And if we happen to get looking through these things, then it's the walls in the next room and up through the roof. Why, it's the air above the house and down through. It's the earth underneath the house, but this is still environment, you understand. And environment means how far can this individual perceive with great certainty in the physical universe. And that's what we're interested in when we say environment. Now, we don't have the preclear in Chicago, and because he is an inhabitant of Iowa, then processing in the environment of Iowa. Now, this sounds too utterly stupid that nobody could do this, but believe me, auditors have done this. Process him in the environment. Well, this fellow's environment was New Mexico. So they process him one state away. And what will they be processing? They'll be processing a set of facsimiles. Are we interested in this man's facsimiles? No, we're not.